This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Part of the reason why the president gets so many people to come to these rallies is because he addresses things like low flow toilets and showers, the fact that you can't get clean and you can't use your dishwasher has to go for hours. It's part of the reason why people love him. And I think I was reading a story from Jeffrey Tucker, and I want to welcome Jeffrey to the show. Jeffrey, I loved your piece on the showers, but particularly on how I can hack my shower head to give me more pressure. So thank you for that.
Sure. Hey, listen, it's a pleasure to hear the U.S. president taking up this topic that has consumed, me for 15 years. I've been writing about this whole thing. I wrote my first book on the whole topic was 10 years ago, but I love the subject because it's hugely important to the quality of our lives.
Yes, and I should mention you are the editorial director for the American Institute for Economic Research and the author of many books. And of course, scholarly articles. You made a great analogy about the president that in some ways it's kind of Seinfeld-esque, the stuff that he brings up. We all remember the famous episode with Kramer trying to get his hands on a black market shower heads, and he ultimately gets the commando, which blows him out of the tub,
I know. That's a funny episode. It's funny. I hadn't seen that until after I'd written a lot of my articles about it. People pointed that out. Well, this sounds just like a Seinfeld episode. I laughed so hard about that. One of the things that's wrong with the episode, though, is that the shower head alone is not enough. You also need hot water, and you need high water pressure. And it's incredible. It's like some sort of giant conspiracy. In fact, it is. Our water pressure has been turned down, and our water heaters don't get hot anymore. So, you put it all together, everything's dirty these days compared to what it was, say, 30 years ago.
And you're right. Regulations
are... The president knows this.
What's that?
The president understands this, and he's talking about it. I guess last week he was at a rally. He said, look, I can't talk about this in the State of the Union because everybody would say, this is not a serious man. He just talks about silly things. But I think he should talk about it in the state. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
If he talked about all the problems with dishwashers, washing machines, detergents. Our phosphates have been taken out of detergents. That's a serious issue. Hot water heaters. You mentioned it. Dishwashers there earlier. Showers and sinks. He talks about sinks all the time, that we don't get enough water coming out of our sinks. It's just about everything in our homes, our toilets. You have to have a plunger by every single toilet now because otherwise there's a real danger that it'll just clog. You always have to replace the inside parts of your toilets now because there's not enough water going through them to clean them up so they get all full of lime and deposits and things. And quite often our houses are stinky because there's not enough water flowing through the pipes, so they start to get to smelling rotten. You have to pour bleach down them. And in fact, this is a major reason for the stink in many cities in the United States, because of this very same problem. So this is a serious issue. It's not silly. It's serious.
I agree. And the left mocks him for bringing this stuff up. But it's the left and bureaucrats who love these kind of regulations and love to control us. In your piece about hacking the shower heads, you said, I'm not a peasant. I shouldn't have to be subjected to a shower with 1.8 gallons per minute flow. I want to take a strong shower. And I think everybody probably feels that way. Trump is the first person I've ever heard actually bring up the fact that the reason why you can't is because of regulations, not because manufacturers are not willing to make the product. The government doesn't allow you the ability to have a shower at several gallons a minute.
That's right. And the same thing with toilets and same things with sinks and hot water heaters and everything else. All this stuff is mandated by regulations, not the manufacturers. The manufacturers don't even like to talk about it because, of course, the whole point of capitalism is to give us something that's new and improved all the time. Well, it's just a fact that not a single toilet, shower, dishwasher, or clothes washing machine or sink in this country works as well today as it did 30 years ago. Can you imagine that? Look at any American household. We had better plumbing 30 and 40 years ago than we have now. We don't even notice this. This is especially true with our are clothes, you know, because now they're all the new machines are trying to wash, you know, whole loads of laundry with just a gallon or two of water. It's utterly ridiculous. It can't work. Our detergents don't have phosphates in them anymore, so they don't actually clean the clothes. That's why your whites don't get white anymore. It's and why your dishes don't get clean anymore. And you go through, you know, it's foreigners come to this country. They'll pay, you know, for a hotel in Manhattan, you know, $500,000 a night. Step into the shower and can't get a shower. It's just a little bit of water trickling out. And wonder what is wrong with this country. And it really is distinct to the United States. If you travel a lot, it's actually one of the most shocking things that no matter practically anywhere you travel in the world, you're going to get a better shower than you will in the U.S. This is what prompted this whole thing for me. I went to Brazil and I had a shower and I thought, I remember showers like this when I was a kid.
Yeah.
What in the world was going on? And I looked it up and sure enough, you know, this is all government mandates. So I think it's a brilliant thing that Trump is raising it. He's getting huge cheers from the audience because everybody knows this. Wait, it's not that you know it for sure, but once somebody points it out to you, then suddenly you realize, that is right. My water's not hot. My water pressure is low. My dish is always spotted. My clothes are dirty. I mean, I haven't had a good shower in years. My plumbing's always breaking. I'm constantly having to plunge the toilet. It's deeply embarrassing. You know, and so on and so on.
Now,
it's
Jeffrey
all
Tucker,
a result of government mandates.
All the result of government mandates. I want to play a clip for you from Seinfeld because I want to ask you your opinion on something here. Jeffrey Tucker's with me. He's the editorial director for the American Institute for Economic Research. Years ago in Seinfeld, when they did the episode on the low-flow toilets, I want to play just a short little clip here of when George walks in and Kramer and Jerry, and they're all talking about the fact that there's no pressure anymore for the showers.
Jerry! Jerry! You too, huh?
Yeah.
These showers are horrible. There's no pressure. I can't get the shampoo out of my hair.
Me either.
If I don't have a good shower, I am not myself. I feel weak and ineffectual. I'm not Kramer.
You, what about me? I got the Tonight Show tonight. I'm gonna have to shower in the dressing room.
Oh.
Where are you going?
Well, I gotta find another shower. They got you too! This is awful! I'm not Newman!
Oh. And now you in your in one of your pieces, Jeffrey Tucker, you point out this link between the stuff that Trump says, Seinfeld, and the fact that this is really the kind of stuff that people are actually talking about and interested in.
That's exactly right. This is the stuff that profoundly affects our lives. Look, it's a bare minimum thing about civilization that we got to have indoor plumbing. We got to get our plumbing right, and we got to get ourselves clean. I mean, this is just. This is a way of having a good life, you know, protecting us from disease, you know, getting rid of dirt and stink and flushing away human filth. I mean, this is what we're supposed to do. You know, this is the whole point of innovation and life itself is to come up with ways to live cleaner, better lives. And here you have government for the last few decades attacking this at its very core. And it really is an outrage. It's a bloody outrage, pardon my language. But I think it's time that people get mad, especially since it's all artificial. You know, it's all imposed by these regulators who claim they want us to use less water, but it's not clear that it does. You end up having to flush, as Trump points out again. You have to flush many, many times. You have to stay in the shower a lot longer. You have to wash your hands a lot longer. The dishwasher has to run hours and so on. So it's not clear that it saves water. The other thing is I actually looked up water use in this country. It turns out something between 1% and 3% of water use in this country is traceable to domestic water use, and that includes watering your lawns too. So it's a drop in the bucket. It doesn't make any difference in terms of overall water use. And I'm sorry, but I just disagree with these people that think we need to conserve so much that we end up using compostable toilets in our homes. You know, that's what a lot of people are pushing for. I don't know if you know that.
The idea is crazy. Also, we should mention municipal water systems now take the water and they recycle it. They clean it and they put it back out there. So we're not using water and it disappears off the planet. We're actually putting that water right back where it was. And that's another point people miss as well. Jeffrey Tucker, before I let you run, I just want to ask you real quick, because I just put in this very expensive new shower head. I have no pressure. Can I hack it? Is it worth me opening it up and trying to take out the regulator and getting it out there? Can I do it?
You should try, but I got to tell you, Trump, once again, pointed this out in a rally the other day. They're getting increasingly difficult to hack. Sometimes you have to use drills and all sorts of things, and some are just downright impossible. The best, most easy to hack showerheads you can get at any a big box hardware store, and they cost less than $5. So get the cheapest one you can find, open it up, and you'll find a flow stopper in there. You can pull it out with a corkscrew, and you'll live a better life. I buy lots of them, and I give them away for Christmas gifts to everybody I know. And they thank me, I can promise you.
I'm sure they do. Jeffrey Tucker, we'll post a link to your piece, Regulations Are Bringing Back Dirt, Filth, and Disease. We appreciate your time, and here's to you having a great shower, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.